I will be with you for the next hour.
My town, I can always go down, down my nose. Right.
I'm
I was on the mend.
Yeah.
There it is.
We had a great week.
We're in.
Oh,
you're
we're
on.
In. Oh.
You're on.
Hello.
You're listening to WMFO.
I don't hear it through my ears.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Maybe we got to turn it up. Is this you?
I don't know. Yep. 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 That's it.
Oh.
I think the background music is a little bit loud.
I'll take it back a little bit. That's we're listening to Cut Copy off the album Haiku from Zero.
I have an intro for us.
Great. Go for it.
Hey, welcome to this latest edition of Fast and Loose, F-A-L. Are you ready to fall into our commentary today? If so, stay tuned. This is Nate, Nev, and Bex on the radio for you. Did you like it?
Yeah.
That's good. God. Yeah, you're no, I mean, we can like play the entire song. No, that's...
It's because nobody has talked this whole time.
We can't, and it's like, now it's like...
It's so loud in my ears now.
Oh, you hold
okay,
it
you
down.
Can turn... Yeah, we have this.
You literally have the power to change this.
Yeah, no, this... Yeah. It was exactly at 30 minutes, so sorry, Anton. 30 minutes of songs end now.
Yeah, sorry, Anton. I just needed to have personal conversations.
So we're in studio here, and for those who don't know, it's tough spring break, but Bex, you're here.
I'm here.
Where did everybody go?
Wouldn't you know? They went all around.
Tell me some places. Fort Lauderdale?
I hope not.
PCB? PCB?
I was hoping everybody was going to Fort Lauderdale.
Why would we go to Fort Lauderdale? PCB.
Panama City Beach.
Where's that? Panama City?
Panama City. Well, it's Florida. It's next to Florida.
What? Right? St. Augustine, Florida?
Yeah, St. Augustine is another one.
Let's keep asking Florida.
Miami.
I could have gone to Key Largo.
Montego.
Oh, you don't like it. Yeah, you hate Key Largo.
Key Largo is great. You could have.
I don't know where Key Largo is.
And you were like, pass. Medford. That's right. That's how I am. I'm in. That's good.
You can still go somewhere, you know?
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
It's true. No. I mean, it's only Tuesday.
You get one chance to choose, and now you have to live with it.
So for everybody listening, I was planning on going to New York. I was going to be en route to New York City right now, but my girlfriend has COVID. It's a no-go. It's not going to happen. So Nathan, it's over.
There's no other chance.
No, because what happens is if you went down to the Amtrak station, they would be like, you know what? Or what were you going to take? You were going to take a bus?
I'm going to take a bus. You think I'm rich?
No, they would have been like, okay, you tried to buy a ticket. You can't. There's no more tickets for you. You got to wait 1 week waiting period.
Hey, do you want a ticket for $300?
Yeah. Wait, the Greyhound?
No, the Amtrak.
You should go to Newburyport.
You should do that?
Hey!
Okay. Nev pointed at me and was like, back me up. No, you should.
Wait,
you could go the train.
I need a paper and pen.
For what?
To write down the destination.
I need a Medford area,
a Boston, a greater Boston bucket list for before I move back.
Okay, Newburyport is accessible on the commuter rail.
Hey,
so 100%.
Yeah. Okay. I also want to go to Concord, Massachusetts.
Weird. Why?
My history professor said you need to go there before.
You don't need to go there. I played softball in Concord.
Hard pass on Concord.
Really?
Yeah, my club team was in Concord. We were the Concord Raiders. Hard pass. Oof. Hard pass. Concord, Lexington, you don't need it. You get the same experience in Somerville, Medford, over there at Powder House.
But then why would my history professor say you absolutely need to?
Because your history, where's your history professor from?
Yeah, she probably lived
literally from here.
Not from here. Let me talk to him.
Is it too? Because like Walden is in Concord, right? Maybe that's it. Maybe it's like
Walden is definitely worth it.
Should I go to Walden?
Go to Walden, yeah.
Okay.
Walden's nice.
And then just sit in the woods and be Thoreau.
Eh.
Just sit.
Maybe I can draw.
Just go sit.
No. Activities. Just watch the ants. Russell.
He used to, like the
metaphor of war with the ants, they tackle each other.
He used to
that was like one of the things.
Like lay down on the ice and just like look at the water underneath the ice.
I can do that anywhere. Cool. I don't have to do that at Malden.
That's true. You can come up to Wright's Pond where I live and get
Malden is a different place.
Should I go to Malden?
Yeah. You should. There's a couple Malden. Malden Center. A lot of really good Asian food places up there.
Rock climbing
gym.
Okay.
That's where I used to work.
There's
escape room.
Isn't there a bounce palace up there too?
There's
like
also
a bouncy house, like one of those things.
An underground putt-putt golf really sketchy from the outside, but it's actually really fun once you go down there. But it's definitely just like some dude that like has a basement and is like, I'm gonna make it into putt-putt golf.
That's a single, you go there by yourself.
Yeah. That's great.
That's great.
I'm writing down basement putt-putt.
Yes,
that's
in Malden.
Great. In Malden.
Okay.
I went up to Derry, New Hampshire. I had a Friday, I had a relatively free day. I went up to Derry, New Hampshire, and I like ran along this like rail trail path. It's beautiful. Mm. Absolutely beautiful.
On Saturday, I went to Rumney, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah? What?
Mm-hmm.
What was going on there?
Went climbing.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Is that like outdoor? It was like outdoor.
It was outdoor. Oh, yeah.
Cool. No way.
I found out my harness is too small, and so I have some crazy bruises on my thighs.
No.
Yes. Jeez. It's true. But we were out there for like 8 hours. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
It was a beautiful
day. I feel like
day.
8 hours, you're getting bruises. It doesn't matter what the size of the harness
well,
is.
Well, we weren't climbing for 8 hours. We also just like sat.
So what do you, yeah, let's talk about this real quick. So you're out at the rock.
Yes.
Okay, and you're looking at it. Are you going up and down? Are you going
couple
up?
Times,
and
yeah.
Then you're like sitting at the top there and like going to eat at the top.
You don't get to the top like that.
Okay, well.
You don't just get to the top.
Climbing's not about just like going up to the top. You're an idiot.
Well, you can't climb up over the top. The anchors are at the top.
So you
like
just
bolts.
Get to the top, and then you're like, what, you're just touching it, and then
okay.
you're just, and
let
then you're coming back,
you.
And then
let
you're like,
explain
I did
this
it.
To you. Let
then,
me explain this to
okay,
you.
Okay.
In a rock, there are people that do the first descent, and they place bolts into the rock.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds scary. That's what he does.
That sounds, yeah.
No, that's not what Juan does.
But he's a root setter.
I mean, in an indoor gym, that's a very different
okay.
experience.
All right, okay.
This is outside.
Okay.
They take the bolts, they put them in there, and then, as a climber, you have quick draws. So you take, as you're climbing.
Nev is pretending like she's pulling two swords out of her pockets. That's the thing.
So he's climbing. He's got the quick draws. I am belaying. I've got a gree-gree. He's tied into me. He's tied in. I'm clipped into the gree-gree. Okay?
You're saying these things that we know about. All right, great.
He gets up to the first bolt. So you climb unprotected to the first bolt,
uh-oh.
Which is usually like, I don't know, 10 feet.
Unprotected.
10 feet maybe.
Okay.
You get up there. Quick draw. And then you clip,
ka-choo!
And then you clip in the rope.
Do so you ever have a grappling clip. Hook? And
no.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. What? At what point are you like doing the grappling hook in the
never.
Circle and like
never.
Throwing it up there?
You guys should never
I feel
go climbing.
Like it needs to be like that needs to happen.
And then you guys climb the rope, right? And then your feet are on the rock itself,
yeah.
And you're parallel
yeah.
to the ground, and yeah. you're like going up that way. Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Because everybody knows straight legs, bent arms is perfect climbing.
That's right. That's
form.
Exactly right. That's what they do in, you know, when they're, like, scaling
I was really trying to
castle.
Give you guys a climbing lesson, and you just...
We did. We remembered it so hard that we started.
You interrupted me,
yeah, you did great.
And neglected everything.
You inspired
so,
us.
Rumney,
so.
New Hampshire. Did you go to lunch? Did you bring your lunch?
I'm not telling you.
That's great.
I think you brought a peanut butter sandwich.
Juan's allergic to peanuts.
Oh, well, then.
So I didn't do that.
Did you bring...
A cheese.
Did you seriously do? Okay,
ham
that's,
and cheese.
The look that Nev is giving us is like, I'm
deadly.
Done.
No, we're done with this topic. Moving on.
Oh.
Other things to do.
Yeah. I have.
The Medford pool is open from 6 to 10 a.m.
Dillboy?
You can go to the Dillboy. It's just
what
a track.
No, there's a pool at Dillboy.
Oh, there's a pool at Dillboy. But the Medford pool is indoor, so it's probably open now. Yeah.
I don't really need to go to a pool.
You do, though. See, have you been, though?
It's a lap. It's a lap
so
pool.
So you don't
you just
know
go
that.
To do laps. You're not, like, going
to
hang
that.
Out.
I
you're
don't
going
want
to
do that.
Dillboy has a splash pad.
Yeah, there's splash pads.
Give me, like... The secret good.
We're
stuff.
Trying. Nothing is secret
here's
anymore.
Here's what you do. Okay, here's here. Okay, you want something? You want to do something crazy?
Oh, so you want us to tell our secrets on to air
go,
so everybody goes?
Go to the Chelsea Fruit Yards and go to like one of the fruit stands
there
at the Chelsea
go.
Fruit Yards and buy like an entire banana box of like tomatoes or something.
Mm. I love the Boston Public Market for that.
See there? Okay, yes.
Have you been to Wilson Farm?
Ooh,
no.
Wilson
that's a
Farm's
one.
A good
yeah, here
yeah.
it is.
That's
yep.
Lexington, I think. So you could hit your Concord Lexington.
You could go through.
You could
Concord.
Go through and then hit up Wilson Farm.
Oh, this is good.
It's
this
like a farm stand. There's gonna be some good stuff there too.
There's
we got
good
early.
Stuff
we got
there,
early
yeah.
stuff. You know, early stuff coming in.
Okay, tell me, worth it or not?
Got it.
Great. I love this.
I love.
That's that quick shot.
Everything
yeah.
not worth it.
Okay, wait. I've already been to these places. Mount Auburn Cemetery, Rose Kennedy Greenway, Esplanade, Mystic Lake Docks, Museum of Science, really super weird.
Whoa.
That's a hot take.
I'm a member of the Museum of Science. You're talking to a member.
Worth it. I don't know.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that one
that
was
place
a hot
is
take.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
I'm saying You don't need to recommend these places.
Got it.
SOA Art and Design District.
Yeah.
Winter Festival.
Yeah.
Boston Public Library, obviously.
Cambridge Public Library,
Revere.
Obviously.
Cambridge Public Library.
It's connected to Cambridge Renton Latin School.
But the library... Yeah, which Nev has shade for.
Are you saying it's worth it or no?
It's
nice.
Worth it.
It's nice. You go over down through Harvard Square, and then you go... The library is like one of the nicest libraries
you can possibly go to. And the courtyard outside is also huge.
Oh, I should do my environmental law homework there and be like,
yeah.
Like, ooh, I really am a fancy guy.
And it's spring break for Harvard, too, so nobody's going to be down there.
Bless!
Yeah.
Bless! Thank you, gods.
Okay.
Ward's Berry Farm in Sharon. Do you know of it?
I've driven past that on our way to go strawberry picking, and it seems great. Like, it seems nice.
Sharon?
In Sharon, Mass.
Sharon, Massachusetts.
Sharon, Mass.
Should I go to Sharon, Massachusetts?
If you live in Sharon, Massachusetts, please call
855-915-WMFO.
I just want to talk to you.
That'd be great.
Wait, so you're saying I should go there?
I'm saying that you could just see it on your way to these other places.
I have zero opinion because I've never been there.
I don't think you're going to get anything there that you're not going to get.
That you can't get in Malden.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think walking down the street of Malden, there's anything that you're going to miss.
What about music venues?
Have you been to the Sinclair?
Yes.
Have you been to the Bowery Ballroom? That one's in Austin, too. Have you been to the...
What's the one you always talk about? Deep Cuts?
Yeah, go to Deep Cuts and play pinball. Oh, my gosh. There's, like, these pinball machines, and then they opened a pinball place next to Deep Cuts.
What?
In Medford News today.
What's the one in Central?
Crazy.
Middle Eastern?
The Middle East.
Middle East.
Middle East.
Wait, I can write Middle East on my list of places to go.
Go to the Middle East.
East is cool, though.
The Middle East is cool. And
where,
there's like, you can just.
Central?
I would say the fun thing about the Middle East is you could just go sight unseen and just whatever's going on there. And it could be like hardcore, it could be rap, it could be like indie rock.
Well, how will I know how to dress?
You don't.
Just dress the way you dress, and people will be like, you're okay.
Okay.
You're
right,
in on this.
Fair enough.
Yep.
They're not going to call me a slur. Okay. Lizard. What about Lizard Lounge in Cambridge? Is that like.
Never been.
Is that
no,
a good.
Not that is.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, and if we've never heard of it, then it's unimportant, you know?
Yeah, totally. What about like restaurants that I really need to go to?
Nope.
Ooh, what kind of question? What kind of experience are you looking for here?
Like, I don't have a lot of money.
Okay.
Giorgio's in the North End.
At the Fruit Yards, there's a fruit stand.
You already said that.
Yeah, I think it's called New Fruit.
Okay.
New Deal Fruit.
You're just lying.
Are they a big fan of FDR?
Yeah. They're like the Works Public Administration. Really nailed it when they built all that stuff. Food. I don't know, like... I'm a big sandwiches person.
You are?
Yeah.
So where do you go for sandwiches?
So there's a place behind my house called Jim's, which is like that's hard to beat. But I would say if I'm ranking sandwiches, one of the best is called P&K Deli, which is in Cambridge on Beacon Street.
Okay.
And then there's a there's Bob's in Medford. True story, I was at my barber's house, or I was at my barber's getting my hair cut, and I was like, what's the best sandwich around here? What sandwiches do you guys like around here? And it almost started a fight. And then Dave's. You've been to Dave's Fresh Pasta, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Dave's is awesome. Yeah. But no, Bob's.
No,
so Bob's is the other Medford place that's like really, really good.
Okay. I really like that that like Italian market on Main Street in Medford.
The Italian market on Main Street, Medford. Oh, yeah.
It's like $17
yeah.
for a meatball sub, but it's the best meatball sub you've ever had in your life.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What about things that are right under our nose? This is good for Medford stuff. Things that are right under our nose that I need to go to or be at in order to say I lived in Medford, Somerville.
Okay, great. The West Medford Public Library, which I don't know if you've been to. That's really nice.
I don't know.
West Medford Public Library in Davis Square, newly renovated.
Oh, it was like closed when I tried to go.
Yep.
I actually tried to go last weekend and it was closed.
I mean, it's just nice. There's like a nice reading room area over there.
Nice.
And then under your nose. I don't know. What's a Davis Square place that's like under your nose?
Davis Square's all out there.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. No, there's like nothing under your nose.
Davis Square Donuts.
There's gotta be. There's gotta be.
It took them like 5 years to build that place, Davis Square Donuts. And
really?
They finally built it, and then it's fine.
Wow.
Davis Square Donuts?
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's like behind Rosebud, kind of. Or not even Rosebud anymore. Yeah.
I've never been there because they like have such weird hours too.
Yeah, it is. If you go there on a Saturday morning, it's like a bunch of just like couples.
Yeah.
Who are just like, yeah, we maybe met last night.
Have you ever
and we're
gone
like hanging out?
Sorry, I totally just interrupted you.
Have you been to the Somerville Theater?
Somerville Theater. No.
You need to go see a movie.
That's
there.
Number one.
Yeah, okay.
That's
all right.
Wait, hold on. I was gonna say
they're
showing classic films all the
time
over there
the
too.
The Somerville Theater actually is.
It always just felt like too fancy for me.
No,
it's
that
not
place
fancy.
Is really cool.
It's very
okay.
cool.
Okay.
And then there's two venues there, two music venues. There's the Crystal Ballroom, and then there's one down the street called what is that? The Rockwell.
The Rockwell.
The Rockwell.
Jimmy Tingle's off Broadway. That used to be what it used to be a thing.
Jimmy Tingle.
You guys know about okay. Real quick, sidebar. There's this man named... So I first moved here.
Man name.
And I was like, I want to get involved. So I went to a meeting of the Somerville Democrats. This was in 2016. And so we're at the Old Somerville High School. And anyway, it's like time for sort of like community input. And so people are kind of coming in and they're like, you got to get this road figured out or whatever. Anyway, so then this man came up. And everyone on like the panel, like all the older people, everybody was just like, oh, well, here we go. And he comes up and he like grabs the mic and he just goes, my name's Jimmy Tingle. And everyone like just starts laughing. Like the house is coming down. He's like, and I'm from Cambridge. And like, and it was like a whole, and he's like, and he's making jokes and he's like, and that's, don't tell Marla about the wedding. And he's like pointing to people. So he's doing like, he does a tight five.
That's awesome.
Topical comedy about people in the room.
That's
and everyone's
great. That's
just like, this guy, I love this guy.
Yeah.
And he leaves to a round of applause.
Yeah. Yep.
And Molly and I are sitting there like, what is this? Like, this is our first like
he
Massachusetts like
leaves.
Thing.
Yeah.
He just showed up. He did like a couple of things and then he left.
Are
and
you
I was
bouncing
like,
your leg?
Yeah, I'm bouncing my leg. And so I was just like, I'm excited. So then I was
so
like, what is happening?
Jimmy Tingle.
I look him up. He's like, not only is he a comedian, he's also like run for office a few times. And he also is like a really progressive, like
nice.
He's really into it. And
heck
he just goes and he goes to the meetings to kind of lighten him up a little
that's
bit.
I love that. That's a great, like.
He's just like a guy. Like, and it's, and then he runs Jimmy Tingle's off Broadway, which happens
love.
At the Rockwell every once in a while, which is just like a,
I love that.
Like, it's a thing. But I was listening to an interview when I was like researching who he was. And his number one thing is that he, as a younger comedian in the 90s, like 80s and 90s, he's like an older guy now. In 80s and 90s, he had a real problem. He had a problem with drug addiction, and he remembers like every time that he wanted to get like sober, he would call like the city, and they'd be like, "Oh, I don't know," and maybe you call this other person or whatever. And he's like, "When you call someone, they should be like, I'm glad you called, you know, and that you this is the place you need to be," and that like has really done a lot for Somerville and Cambridge in terms of like making accessible points of help like available to people and like way more obvious and stuff. So
cool.
Anyway,
I love him.
He's great. Yeah, no, and like look him up. He lives up to the hype.
He tingles off Broadway.
So I don't know like when it happens, but it is like a thing where he pulls in and there's performers and stuff, and it's really great.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just gonna use the bathroom.
All right.
Okay, great. We'll be there too.
Don't.
In voice.
Okay.
So, but the Rockwell is a nice little, like, area down there. It's like a basement underneath Davis Square.
Wow.
And it's like a speakeasy style type
of
place.
Wow.
You can get. That's kind of nice.
Have you ever been to the Wampanoag New Year's celebration?
I have not.
I want to do that.
Where's that?
It's in April and May. It's in April or May. I don't know.
Is it on Martha's Vineyard?
I have no idea.
Okay. It probably is, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't
I mean,
know.
That's,
I, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's a highly likely geographic region for that celebration to take place.
Martha's Vineyard is awesome. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Okay.
Should
take
I go?
Take the ferry.
Okay.
So that's like Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket are accessible by ferry. So you drive down to Hyannisport and then you get on the ferry.
Okay.
And it is. You can day trip it. Like, you can there in the morning, back in the afternoon type of place. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and you can bike. The whole thing is bikeable.
Ooh.
And so you get there, and you basically rent bikes, and you're just going down through. It's very nice. Yeah.
Hmm. Lovely. Okay. All right. I'm ready to move on.
That's great.
Unless you have something else.
No, that's a week right there. It's tough to me that if I was like presented with the same opportunities that you have right now, I think I'd just be sleeping, and then like.
Well, this is like until I graduate.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So I'm not like speed running all of this in a week. I don't even have enough money to go to all these places.
Yeah. It would be that. I feel like food and sleep are the two things that I would like focus a ton of my attention on.
That's definitely what I'm doing. Why did you want to know what the chariot card looked like?
I just
want to
know what it looks like.
Oh.
There are many versions.
Well, there are many versions. This is my Moon Magic deck by Dark Forest, but the Rider Waite. No, it's R-Y-D-E-R.
When the bus comes up.
Dash.
And they're like, you gonna ride or you gonna wait?
Ride or wait.
That's it. Those are the two options. It's the 100 bus.
We're going to Malden. They're calling them like a rider, like a bus rider, and they're saying rider, comma, wait.
Rider, wait. We haven't even stopped yet. And you're right here trying to get on the yellow line. You know, you're trying to cross the yellow line, which is a crime.
Okay, wait. Rider, wait. I'm going to show you that card because a lot of people use that's like the main.
But I want the one from yours.
Oh, okay. You can compare them. Okay, so you've got to say something in the meantime.
Oh, as we do this?
Yeah, because okay. I'm going to take a minute to find it.
That's good. Who else is in your house?
If I say names, like, you're just not
gonna
know.
I guess that's
true.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. See, this is completely different. This is completely... Yeah, so I saw that one, and then I saw another one that had two other things on it.
They have, like, two sphinxes in opposing colors.
Yeah.
But what's this... But this one... Okay, wow, so flippant.
I'm, like, freaking throwing these things back and forth in the studio.
I don't remember it looking like this.
So the one that I thought is, like...
I thought it was bluer.
Well. There was one that I saw that had it was like the two sphinx, but then it was another one was those two horses, but they were like on their hind legs, like high-fiving each other, and then there's a sphinx behind it.
Whoa, that's really cool.
It was a sick look, and I like thought maybe that was the one.
I like that. If you find that again, you should send it to me.
So you can like add it into yours.
So I have this like little back burner project going, which is finding the illustration for each card that I like the best and that I think encapsulates the card, because everybody illustrates them in different ways.
Yeah.
And then doing like a, you know, a combination, like a collage kind of deck with like all of those.
Oh, that's cool.
So that they each have their own.
In my research, I found that people do modern ones. Like, there's that one, but it's a car.
Oh, yeah. You have lots of...
Is that okay?
Lots of those.
Is that frowned upon?
It's fine.
Okay.
It depends on what you like, but I don't think it's fine. A car...
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot more opinions behind that.
I feel like cars represent... The worst of humanity.
I'm anti-car anyway.
Same.
Like, who came out with that deck? Like, General Motors?
Yeah, they're like, let's get in this. The kids are doing these tarot cards again. We need to capitalize. How do we get this to sell the new Ford Fiesta? how is this like a thing?
Yeah.
And then it's like, Johnson, go out and buy a thing. And he's like, I don't... Take a long lunch.
Johnson.
Yeah. I miss those days. I don't think that exists anymore. I think work, say what we will about
the
80s.
Let's make a big generalization.
This is
a
big thing. I think in the 80s, like pre-computer, I think work was actually a lot of fun. Not for everybody. I'm just going to say that. But I think there's a core. I know. There's a fine line right here. So here's, I had a guy, one time I was in class and we had a guest who was like, He was this old guy. Yeah, Nevis receding in her seat. So I had a guy, I forget his name, but he was like 80s businessman, like retired 80s businessman. And he just talked about so much of his job was like, get New York on the horn here, you know? And you're like calling people and then you're taking long lunches.
You know? You carry on. I just need to.
I got to land this plane.
Oh, no.
So
you don't have to land this plane.
Anyway, have you ever watched The Santa Claus?
Yes.
Okay.
With Tim Allen?
With Tim Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, Scott Calvin's, like, going to work and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That seems great. Because he doesn't have a computer. He sits at his desk, and then he goes to one meeting, and they order lunch at the meeting. And they, like, bring them lunch, and he's sitting there eating, like, an ice cream sundae. And then the meeting is literally them just, like, storyboarding ideas. Because, again, no screens, no, like, workflow management tools, none of that stuff. It's literally them just being like, I don't know, we'll do, I think in this particular case, they're like, Santa will be in a tank this year, and then we'll sell toys with the Santa tank.
Hmm.
And I'm like sitting there as a kid being like, I guess that's what my dad does, is he just goes, he sits around a thing, tosses out some ideas, you know. But like pre-email, work was just calling people and like, I don't know, filling out forms, signing things.
Yeah, I definitely prefer the pen and paper process. However, as I've gone through the process of, like, doing homework recently, I have really had to just come to terms with the fact that typing is quicker.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, it's so disappointing because I do love a good pen and paper, and I like taking notes that way.
Because
mm-hmm. I just like it. I don't know why. Don't ask me why.
No, I'm
I don't
in.
Know. It's the way it's supposed to be. It's like, this is what's supposed to happen, but time-wise?
Time-wise.
Man, typing
is so much
easier.
And you can format it, and you can do stuff with it, you know, and delete things, and it's like
copy-paste.
Yep.
Yep.
That's all that kind of stuff.
No, 100%. So.
Do you see the pen Bex is using?
I do.
I got, like, a nice pen from Paper Source. Shout out, Paper Source. And I was using it, and I was like, Nev, check out this pen. I'm, like, really proud of finding it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nev goes, these are the pens we used.
In seventh grade.
And here I am.
The assortment of colors,
and
yeah.
And I was like, this is a real bummer for me.
Yeah.
We gotta do a PSA real quick.
Oh, can I read it?
Yep.
Thank you.
I had to read the last one.
All right, I'll just do the first one.
Great. Here you go. It's all you.
Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University?
Yes.
Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to, so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu, a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community and Educational Radio.
Hey, great job. Yeah, that stuff's probably still, stuff's probably not going on this week.
Yep.
But it might be. I don't know. You got to go to Tufts. Go there. Go to that place.
Yeah, the one that I just read.
Yep. Okay, well, I think that's going to really do it for us here on the old show.
That did me in for sure.
Yeah, thanks for that was only 30 minutes. We're working back into it because we didn't meet last week, so you know.
That's true, we were not here last week.
Thanks for being with us. We'll be here next week, and Bex also says goodbye.
Bex does say goodbye.
Had to take a call. All right. See you out there.
Peace out, homies.